You're listening to SBS News.
It was a handshake that sealed a new era in Australian media. The respective chief executives of Fairfax Media and the Nine Network, Greg Hywood and Hugh Marks, have joined hands to bring in the new age. It is a giant of the television world and a giant of the print media doing a deal that Mr. Marks says will ensure the survival of their companies against global advertising competitors.
It's an investment in content, quality Australian local content, and we'll be able to compete with those institutions with a scale of audience that, you know, competes with theirs.
Fairfax's Greg Hywood says the merger balances good journalism and commercial interests.
This is good for the public because what quality journalism does is deliver a public good within a commercial model.
But what does it mean for audiences? Fairfax brings major newspapers to the table, the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Australian Financial Review. As well, it brings their online sites, regional newspapers around the country, the Macquarie Radio Network and the housing website Domain. Nine has its free-to-air television stations Channel 9, 9 Go, 9 Life and 9 Gem. And it has the digital brands 9.com.au, 9news.com.au and Pedestrian TV. In total, the merger will create a $4.2 billion business, Australia's second largest media company behind News Corp. Nine shareholders will own 51.1%, Fairfax shareholders 48.9%. The aim is to achieve $50 million worth of annual savings. Communications Minister Mitch Fifield is hailing the move as a win, in line with media reforms the government secured last year. Cross-media ownership laws were relaxed to drop what was known as the 2 out of 3 rule, which had prevented media companies from owning radio, television and newspapers in the one market. Mr. Fifield was effusive.
We want to see Australian news organisations be strong. We want to see Australian media still tell Australian stories in Australian voices.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten was more cautious.
We'll be watching very carefully to make sure that our concerns are not realised. Our concerns, the media diversity would be undermined, that local content would be undermined, and that journalists' jobs would be on the chopping block.
And the architect of the previous 1980s laws, former Prime Minister Paul Keating, has been scathing in his reaction, calling it an exceptionally bad development that will diminish media diversity. He said in a statement, Channel 9 for over half a century has never other than displayed the opportunism and ethics of an alley cat. And as sure as night follows day, that pus will inevitably leak into Fairfax. Both companies are describing the deal as a merger rather than a takeover. But Nine will walk away with a larger stake, a chairman and chief executive at the helm, and unlike Fairfax, keep its name. Union representative Marcus Strom from the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance says the move is a big loss for Australian media.
Fairfax as a name will cease to exist by the end of this year, and that is not a good day for democracy and diversity.
One of the Sydney Morning Herald's most well-known journalists, investigative reporter Kate McClymont, has expressed great disappointment, but says she and her colleagues will have to look for the positives.
As long as, you know, we can be assured that our journalism will remain unchanged, that things such as advertising won't be, affecting the stories that we cover, then I think we just have to see if we can make the best of it. But it is a great disappointment.
Nine and Fairfax insist news and investigations will remain critical for the new company. Analyst Matt Allen from Fusion Strategy Media is rejecting the idea the move will lead to more job cuts.
I don't think there will be more job losses. I don't think that this is a merger to rationalise staff and to cull the people count. I think all the culling that needs to be done at Nine and Fairfax have been done.
The deal remains subject to shareholder approval and a review by the Competition Monitor, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.